Robinhood closes $250 million WonderFi deal, enters Canada. Robinhood completed its acquisition of WonderFi on June 1, 2026, putting the U.S. broker inside the Canadian crypto market for the first time. The close was announced through Cointelegraph and confirmed in Canadian coverage the same day. The transaction was valued at roughly $250 million. The deal hands Robinhood two regulated platforms it did not previously operate, BitBuy and Coinsquare, both Canadian crypto exchanges that ran under the WonderFi umbrella. Canadian users of those platforms will be invited to move on to the Robinhood app, and WonderFi staff join the roughly 240 Robinhood employees already working in the country. The regulatory gate that had to clear first the acquisition was not a surprise. It had been pending for months and was delayed into the first half of 2026 while approvals worked through. The final condition was Canadian, not American. The Canadian Investment Regulatory Organization, CIRO, signed off on WonderFi subsidiary Coinsquare Capital Markets on May 20th, clearing the last hurdle tied to the close. With that approval in hand, Robinhood moved to a June 1st completion. That sequencing matters more than the headline price. Buying a crypto business in Canada means buying its registrations, and CIRO sign-off is what let Robinhood inherit a running regulated book rather than build one from scratch and wait years for licensing. The cost of entry here was a closed acquisition, not a greenfield application. Licenses and funded accounts, not brands. WonderFi was not a single product. It was a holding company for regulated Canadian crypto infrastructure with BitBuy and Coinsquare as its two consumer-facing exchanges and Coinsquare Capital Markets as the registered dealer entity that drew the final regulatory review. For Robinhood, the appeal is the licenses and the existing customer accounts, not the brands themselves, which fold into Robinhood over time. The customer math is the cleanest number in the deal. Robinhood said the acquisition lifts its international funded customer base to about 1 million, an increase of roughly 300,000. For a company whose international footprint has lagged its U.S. business, picking up that many funded accounts in one close is a faster path than organic signups would allow. A pattern of U.S. exchanges buying their way into regulated markets, Robinhood's move fits a wider 2026 pattern. U.S. crypto and brokerage firms entering tightly regulated foreign markets through deals and direct rails rather than slow licensing. Coinbase recently switched on direct rupee deposits and withdrawals to operate inside India's banking system, and Binance opened commission-free U.S. stock trading to broaden what its existing users can hold. The common thread is incumbents reaching for regulated reach in markets where a license is the moat. Canada is a deliberate target. It has a defined registration regime for crypto trading platforms, a population already comfortable with regulated exchanges like BitBuy and Coinsquare, and proximity to Robinhood's home market. Owning a CIRO-cleared dealer there gives Robinhood a base that competitors, such as Kraken, which also serves Canadian users, will now have to defend against a larger, better-funded entrant. For Canadian crypto holders, the near-term change is mostly about where they trade and fund balances, not about new spending products. Robinhood is a brokerage first, and this acquisition extends trading and account access rather than launching a card or payment rail. The longer-term question is whether Robinhood layers more of its U.S. feature set, from retirement accounts to its broader crypto cards and spending tools, onto the Canadian base it just absorbed. The macro backdrop did not help the timing. Crypto traded soft on the day, with Bitcoin around $7,148, down about 3.5% over 24 hours, and a fear and greed reading of 32 as of June 2, 2026. A weak tape does not change the strategic logic of buying registered infrastructure, but it is a reminder that Robinhood is expanding into crypto markets during a risk-off stretch, not a euphoric one.